No, whenever you guys are ready.
All right. Well, I guess let's just start with the story of how you came to own
here.
Place. Yeah. That's, I mean, it's, that story kind of starts before that, obviously, of you coming up here.
Yeah. No, not before us coming up here. So we came up here. We used to stay at a campground. Well, we started coming up. Robin's aunt owned a resort up here on Spider Lake in like late 70s, early 80s, called Pinecrest Resort. So we started coming up, or she came up like as a kid, you know, and then Robin brought me up in like 95. Like, and we came snowmobiling weekend. It was funny because Robin's aunt goes, "You got the same look in your eye that my husband had in his eye the first time we came up." And she goes, "We never left." So then, you know, 15 years later, we were looking for a place. We used to camp in Minnesota, like Bemidji, Minnesota. And one time we were tired of driving out there, and Robin called the Chamber of Commerce and just asked for if we had any campgrounds up here, nice campgrounds, that one that I told you about. So we started staying there, like 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know. And then we finally wanted to get a permanent site, so we ended up at this Deer Run place. So we started staying there, and then it was cool, it was fun. And then I had a conversation with those guys goofing around one time about, you guys should sell this place and retire. And they said, well, you should buy it. This is our retirement. So we said, we would buy this place. That kind of fell through. We ended up, that kind of put the bug in us. So we kept looking and looking and looking. And people knew that owned this knew that we were looking. And they actually approached us and said, "Hey, we got a resort for sale." So,
had you been here before then?
Yeah, a couple of times. We came here for music and all that stuff. So we became friends with them. We knew who they were. So.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like I said, we managed that other resort. So we were up here more off. I was up here all summer long. So kind of got to know everybody more and stuff like
that. So were you in the hospitality business before that?
Drove a truck for 30 years. Yeah.
So that's kind of a switch.
Yeah, yeah, big time. Yeah, never. Robin had never bartended before. The day we bought this was the first time she ever bartended. I bartended when I was a kid, like 21 years old or whatever. But that was it. And then we just, like, running the other one gave us a good idea of which, because that one was, there was no bar. It's just a cabin. So we had a good idea with the cabins and stuff like that, how to manage it. And then we just, it wasn't enough for us both to be up here. Robin was still working. I was getting summers off. My work was real cool. Robin was still working back in Indiana, so.
So you needed something more in order for you both.
For both of us, yeah. And then we were too far apart. You know, it's getting hard. Like, she was always, I was always up here, and she was down there and stuff. The kids were still younger. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what year was it that you bought this?
We just bought this 2 years ago. So this August will be 2 years. So okay. 2023.
And how many years before that had you started managing the other place?
3 years. This will be our fifth year. This is our fifth year, so 3 years before that doing that.
Okay.
So, and then we had that permanent site for like 2 years, two or 3 years before that. So okay. That's how long we were staying up here, like a lot. Yeah.
So it's been a gradual process.
Yeah, yeah, little by little. Yep. It seems like that's what happens to most people that come up here and live up here. That's how that works. Yeah.
Is this up here just kind of place kind of grabs you and brings you in?
I always said, like, people ask why we drive all the way from, you know, 7 hours to come up here. And I said, first of all, like the lake. I'm like, there's nothing as nice. If something was like by the Dells where we used to go hang out with these guys, if it was half as nice, we would just go there. But like this lake with the islands and all that stuff, because I'm not a huge fisherman. I go out fishing a lot, but like we'd like hanging out on the islands and all stuff like that and bouncing around the different resorts and stuff. So like it's just that the people, you come up here and I tell them, we go to a bar at home and you talk like the four people you're with. You come in a bar up here, it's like instant. Like the whole bar is talking to each other within 5 minutes. So it's just always been fun, you know. So,
I mean, do people say, "Oh, you feel like a local"?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it's usually the first conversation is like, "Hey, you guys out fishing, or you know, what are you guys up to? You guys bumming around, and then where are you from?" And then then everybody all chimes in. That's kind of cool.
So, what is it like being on your end of that? Because that's obviously what a lot of people feel when they come up to vacation.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Do you get to carry that over when you're the one running the
park? Oh, yeah, when you're on the other side, it's almost like the same thing. It's more like you're hanging, it doesn't seem like you're working. You're just hanging out with friends, you know, behind the bar. You're just on the other side. That's pretty much what it is. And you still have the same conversations. Like, everybody comes in. That's how I usually started. "Hey, what are you guys up to? You know, you fishing, or how's the fishing out there and stuff?" So, yeah.
So, what has been our story is looking at fishing, but right. Also like how fishing in some ways is competing with everything else to do up here.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because we talked about, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, like it was fishing.
Yeah, yeah, just all little nine horse motors and stuff. Yeah, so.
And a lot of these cabins were built for fishermen.
Most of those places are built. Like, that's why there's only a lot of places have just two bathrooms. Now you got a ton of people coming in, like when we have music and stuff like that. So it's like, yeah, most of them were built for people in the bar. This bar used to end right here. The previous owner built this out just to have more room, you know? So just cause like, yeah, it's coming more in the summers. Like fishing's still a big part of it, but like spring and then summer months, like June and July, you get a lot of families doing the recreation stuff, so.
And had that already happened before you came up here? Was that part of the wave that you were a part of?
Yeah. Like a lot of our friends that we met up here do fish, but like I said, it's like weekends, like fish for a couple hours and then spend the rest of the day on the islands or fish in the evening, you know, stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so in terms of how you advertise the resort, mm-hmm. are you advertising to two different groups or are they one group that does two different things?
I don't think we, like maybe in the spring and the fall, we talk about doing like package deals, like we're, hey, spring fishermen, our ice fishing is like this, like the best spots right out in front. So we like kind of focus then, but the rest of the time it's just more like a family recreation type thing where you got all, that's what like the big thing on the lake is there's more, you know, there's so much to do out here. That's why it's not just directed at just fishermen or just recreation people. So we're talking.
So you've almost adopted. Yeah. It's almost like some of the clients came with the place.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like we're probably like 70% repeat customers, you know? So it's like they know, they've been here way longer than we have. So yeah, you kind of got to fit in.
And what have they taught you about this place and like the culture of this place?
Like family type orient. Yeah. Like everybody knows each other. Like at school, like the people here, you got to like fit in with the whole crowd, you know, like everybody here, a lot of these people come the same week. So this guy knows the guy in that cabin already and stuff like that. So like, we're kind of like, let them figure it. We kind of just have to fit in their groups as more as what it is. You know?
Mm-hmm. Now, Randy was telling us before about all the work that the owners do to try and improve the quality.
Yeah.
Improve the fishing. Because that is part of it, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Like the resort is association. Like I said, they put the fingerlings in, we stock muskie. We, you know, every so many years, they just keep doing stuff to keep the lake. You know, that's a huge part of it. There was no fish in the lake, we probably wouldn't have anywhere near the people coming up here. So everybody has to pitch in and do different things.
Yeah. So, is that something that the resort owners do on their own? Do they work with the DNR, or how does that come together?
They, you know, there's probably other resorts that could probably, but like Treelands is a huge part of like Treelands Resorts. They own a couple different places. They're like a huge part of. Like the fishery stuff, they put a lot of the stuff together, and then like the Muskies Inc. groups, they do a lot of stuff. So it's all different, you know, all different ones that keep it going. But the Resort Owners Association does a lot of it, and their partnerships with other, they're in the DNR. But like, yeah, they do a lot of stuff just to improve, like, because some places the DNR will put so many in, and then we'll add, like, they with the money they collect or whatnot, they'll add more to it, you know. So,
so you were saying that you were had a presentation that they gave you recently,
yeah,
and talked about walleye and some of the competing, you know, the different fish that people go for.
Yeah, yeah, it was very interesting. DNR came and they do a test every so many years. I think they switch off from the right, from the east to the west side of the lake, and then they drag a net and they'll tell you, you know, they give us a report on, or they just post a report on, you know, up and down numbers versus 10 years ago, 20 years ago and stuff, so.
And is that, I mean, you said you kind of fish or sometimes? Or
yeah, I'm not a huge fisherman. I'm like, I always consider myself a catcherman. That's why I like pan fishing and stuff. I like to go out and take the kids out when the crop, like right now it's perfect. Crappie are spawning, bluegill are spawning. Go out there and catch a bunch of fish, like a couple hours and eat. Mm-hmm. That's pretty, I like to catch and eat whatever I catch, you know.
So are walleye not worth the time or the effort, or just?
I'm just not that good at it yet, I don't think. Like I have a lot of guides up here and I keep telling my wife I want to get out more, you know, because like sometimes when I get out, I don't have a ton of time, but that's why all these guys are like, hey, anytime you're ready, I'll teach you how, like, better to fish walleye and stuff, you know, so.
Why is it that walleye are considered a cut above?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. A taste of it. I think the taste is one of the biggest parts. Plus, it's like, you know, it's not as easy to catch, you know, I think, so it's a little more sport in it, too. Like, people come up, just most people are like just walleye fishermen, you know, especially this part of the year. You know, pretty soon there'll be a lot of muskie. Like musky come more summer and stuff, so yeah.
But there's something, I mean, almost anyone, a kid can fish panfish off the
top. Right, yeah, yeah.
It's usually your first fish.
Right, yeah, yep. And walleye is just, yeah, it's just harder to, you know, harder, and it's just more of a sport and stuff. So like, and people, you know, they're all after the 24, 25, 30 inch wall.
You're fine. Come on in.
Come on this far?
No, you're fine. Come on.
Come on in, guys.
What the heck?
Just watch. Don't trip over anything.
I didn't know you were a celebrity.
I am, yeah.
We're trying our best.
That's fine.
Come on in.
How's it going?
We just come to see how the other half
Yeah, is yeah. These guys are staying at our place on the other side.
Oh,
how's
yeah.
it going? How are you?
So, I mean, I guess in terms of, like, obviously the DNR has put a lot of time and money and research
right.
into trying to make sure that walleye are still
there. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would it mean if, like, there were no walleye out there?
I think it would cut down on fish. I think there's a good example in Minnesota that Miles Lack, I think it's called. They cut out walleye fishing for, like, 2 years to let it replenish kind of deal. And the resorts, like, they really struggle. Like, now I guess it's fantastic. I mean, it worked out in the long run, but... I mean, there's a lot. I think a lot of people, they just come to walleye. It's like that elusive, not as elusive as a muskie, but yeah, more, you know, more what people are looking to get.
What's your? Oh.
I'm so sorry. Would you mind just sitting on that chair over there?
Oh, which chair?
Just on over on this. It's fine.
Do you want? Oh, okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
We'll be done soon.
Be quiet.
No, you guys keep it.
We just didn't want your any classic, you know.
Yeah. Thank you. We have 1985.
What was that?
So, one of the other groups that exists up here, and that's obviously forever, are the tribes.
Yeah.
How do they factor into what people think of when they think of these waters and fishing, and especially walleye?
Yeah, I mean, I think the tribes are, like, they a lot of the islands are theirs, islands out here and stuff, you know, so it's part of the, you know, lot. This is actually reservation, like, we're on, like, the road and stuff going down is reservation property here, so, yeah. So, I mean, I guess, yeah, they're always... I mean, everyone knows the native islands are and stuff like that. And, like, Newpost is, because it, like, it's kind of weird. Like, I guess you can go back to last year was the 100-year anniversary. And if you ask, like, the resort owners, it's like, oh, they're celebrating, like, 100-year anniversary. The natives, it's not, it's like 100-year, they have some of them had t-shirts, like, 100-year, you know, they're sad about it. You know, like, it was two different deals, you know. So yeah.
Obviously, way back in the 80s, there were, like, the walleye wars.
I never experienced, but I heard stories about all that, like, fights at the dreams and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't exist. You don't hear people talk
about I don't know. I never see, like, a boatload of natives out fishing. I mean, I don't know what the difference is, but, you know, like, so I don't know. They can fish, like, earlier in the year, so I think they get a better chance, you know, like, with spearing and stuff like that, when they're spawning and stuff, so, yeah.
But that doesn't fact, I mean, you don't, is that, I guess you, sometimes you hear old people grumbling.
Yeah.
The natives are spearing.
You hear, I have a feeling it, like, died over the, like, it's died down, you know, like, you hear people, so I think some people disagree that they can fish when it's, when an early one, you know, in the spawn and stuff like that, but you don't hear, like, it's not as much, like, I don't think as it used to be. Like I said, we were nowhere near being here during that time, but I heard of, like, all the stuff that would happen and stuff.
Do you think people know how many fish the tribes put back in through, like, their stocking programs and things like that? Or is it just more of that almost doesn't, like, their full existence is kind of separate?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like, we don't get as many. Like, I mean, when we had those meetings just a couple weeks ago, the tribe comes and talks and stuff, and they talk about, you know, what they were talking about, like, camping islands and stuff like that. But, yeah. I mean, the DNR just gave, I guess, bigger thing on what they got stocked in. So, yeah, so I don't know. I guess you don't really think about it too much. So.
In terms of, like, your long-term plan, is this, like, a semi-retirement, or is this, like...
Yeah, like, 8 to 10 years was our plan, yeah. I was 52 when we bought it. I was kind of somewhere around 62 and then retire, unless we really love it, and, you know, and it gets easier as we go on after we're done remodeling everything and stuff. So, and then, who knows, or someone could come in a couple of years, I mean, like, who wouldn't want to be retired, you know?
I mean, or is that going to be, like, you're going to be the one finding out who's interested in buying it?
Yeah, that probably, it could be. I always tell people now, like, you hear people go, what made you do this? And that's really cool. Me and my wife talk about doing it, and I'm always like, well, come see me in 8 years, you know? Like, we got another 8 years, and if that's when you're looking, you know? So,
So what's it like for you when people pull in that, you know, I've been here forever?
It's like, yeah.
I mean, is our family coming back?
Or it is like a big family. Like our Sundays for music, and then like the people. Now we're just getting to know like these guys we know from the other place 3-4 years now. After you're here a couple of years, it becomes like family. You know, we know what weeks certain groups are coming, and we're like, oh, hey, so-and-so is coming this week. The McMahon group's coming this week, or that we call the one group, the Italians from Milwaukee, they're coming. It's like, it's fun. Yeah, it's like a, like, you know, it's like a, it is like family. Yeah.
Well, and you can almost see their milestones, like just on the Randy, like this is the first year his grandson came.
Yeah, yeah, and it's cool. Yeah, and we try and like with those guys, they came up and they asked me about a like basket that their friends made. I don't know, they talked about it. So she went out and dug it out of there. I'm like, it's still over there. You can go get it. You know, so but you can see how like it's, that's what I love when they come and they've been here coming so long and when they take care of the place like it's their own. You know what I mean? Like the cabins are better when they leave. It's just cleaner when they got here. You know, so it makes it, they know they're coming back next year. So that's a big part of it. So.
Anything else that you want to add along what we've been talking about?
Yeah. What did I think of?
That was good. Thank you for setting
up. Yeah, no problem.
So I think what we'd like to do is if you said those are your friends, if they're okay with us